verse 12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance." Fred, how you doing? Happy Sunday. So good to see you. It is Joey Kroll with you. It is, of course, Sunday, July the 12th, 2015. So good to spend some time with you. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. And if you're not well-versed in the program, we focus on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And today we're going to be talking about pressing on. I'll tell you what, perseverance, depending on the situation, can be a pretty difficult thing. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, pressing on. So I hope you have a chance to join me as we honor and worship our Lord today on this edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio.
Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Yeah. Everyone, Savior. Resilience for the glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, that is a great way to start off a program right there. Michael W. Smith and Mighty to Say. Friends, so good to see you. I hope you're having a wonderful second half of your weekend. And today we're talking about pressing on. You know, in the Greek Olympic Games of old, a unique race was run. The winner was not the runner who finished first. It was the runner who finished with his torch still lit. See, there are times, friend, in our lives when we feel like we just cannot continue the race. Ever been there? I know I have quite a few times in my walk with the Lord. And these are precisely the times, friend, when the enemy loves to assault us to the point of breaking and tormenting us, saying you'll never make it to the finish line. You might as well just quit now. This is the time we need to cling onto God's promises, friend. See, the Lord will soon reward our diligence for all the toiling here in this world. Paul said, let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not faint. Friend, let's allow God's wonderful promises to strengthen and comfort us in each and every circumstance so we can run the race, not to finish first, but to run together side by side. The flame of our torch reaching the finish line, blazing brightly with fire for Him. Praise the Lord.
He loves to hear the wind sing as it whistles through the pines on mountain peaks. And He loves to hear the raindrops as they splash to the ground in a magic melody. And He smiles in sweet approval as the waves crash to the rocks in their harmony. All creation joins in unity to sing to Him majestic symphony. But His favorite song of all is the song of the redeemed, when lost sinners now make clean, lift their voices loud and strong, when those purchased by His blood lift to Him a song of love. So pleasing to His ear as His favorite song of all. He loves to hear the angels as they sing, holy, holy is the Lamb.
Holy, holy,
oh,
holy,
holy
is the Lamb.
Heaven's choirs in harmony lift up praises to the great I Am. When the weak is saved by grace, begins to sing. And a million angels listen as a newborn soul sings, I have been redeemed. That's His favorite song. It's the song of the redeemed. When lost sinners now make lift their voices loud and strong, when those purchased by His blood lift to Him a song of love. Nothing more He'd rather hear than so pleasing to His ear as His favorite song of all. Oh, it's not just melody and harmony that capture His attention.
It's not just clever lines and phrases that causes him to stop and listen. But when any heart set free, washed and bought by Calvary, begins to sing. That's his favorite song. Voices loud and strong. When those purges by his blood live to hear a song of love. Nothing more he'd rather hear, none so pleasing to his ear as his favorite song.
Discovery Singers reminding us that God does have a favorite song. It's the song of the redeemed. Hey, praise the Lord. Hey, we're talking about pressing on. Psalm 37, 23 and 24 says, "The steps of a good man are ordained by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fail, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his right hand." You know, I'll tell you what, failure is never a good feeling. Amen. I mean, it's not enjoyable when you lose your job or have a relationship falter or even fail a test. That's happened a few times for me. But you know what? The disappointment we feel when we face defeat can be turned into joy if we look at it the right way. Did you know that? You know, Thomas Edison, famous story, was busy in his laboratory. I think it was like at 2 o'clock in the morning when his assistant came in and noticed that he was smiling. "Have you solved the problem?" the assistant asked. "Nope," replied Edison. "That experiment didn't go so well. But now I can start all over again." You know, each failure brought him a little closer to success. Living a life of victory is not about being perfect, friend. Oh, no, 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 not at all. Because we are human. We're going to make some mistakes. See, the key to learning is how to get up after we have fallen, how to get up when we've fallen spiritually. It's natural to make mistakes, but it's supernatural to learn from those mistakes and move forward.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Come to the table and savor the sight, the wine and the bread that was broken, and all have been welcomed to come if they might, accept as their own these two tokens. The bread is his body, the wine is the blood, and the one who provides them is true. He freely offers, we freely receive. To accept and believe him is all we must do. Come to the table and taste of the glory, and savor the sorrow. He's dying tomorrow. The hand that is breaking the bread soon will be broken. And here at the table sit those who've loved him. One is a traitor, and one will deny. Though he's lived his life for them all, and for all be crucified. Come to the table, he's prepared for you, the bread of forgiveness, the wine of release. Come to the table and sit down beside him, the Savior wants you to join in the feast.
Come to the table and see in his eyes the love that the Father has spoken, and know you were welcome, whatever your crime, though every commandment you've broken. For he's come to love you and not to condemn, and he offers a pardon of peace. If you'll come to the table, you'll feel in your heart the greatest forgiveness, the greatest release. Come to the table and taste of the glory, and savor the sorrow. He's dying tomorrow. The hand that is breaking the bread soon will be broken. And here at the table sit those who have loved him. One is a traitor, and one will deny, though he's lived his life for them all, and for all be crucified. Come to the table, he's prepared for you, the bread of forgiveness, the wine of release. Come to the table and sit down beside him, the Savior wants you to join in. Table, he's prepared for you the bread of forgiveness, the wine of relief. Come to the table and sit down beside him, the Savior wants you to join in the feast. Come to the
Ah, yes, there is room for you, friend, at the table. That's right, Michael Carden, come to the table. Hey, happy Sunday. So good to see you. Are you having yourself a good weekend? I sure hope you are. I had a chance to visit with my grandma. She came down from Chicago. It's so good spending some time with her. She was here for most of the week last week, and she's going to be leaving tomorrow. So we're having a good family time bonding and reconnecting, and it's always good spending time with family. So I hope that your weekend is filled with family and rest. Praise the Lord. That's always nice. Hey, today we're talking about pressing on. See, in the 1940s, the world fought against the greatest evil it had ever seen, Adolf Hitler and his terrible regime. See, in the midst of this war, Winston Churchill said, "We shall not flag or fail. We shall go on to the end." U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt said, "The only thing we have to fear, you know it, is fear itself." You know, the United States and England stood bold in the face of evil and in time prevailed. But it took resolve. It took fortitude and tremendous perseverance in the face of evil to finally achieve this great victory. The enemy of our souls, friends, Satan, knows his time is short, and he is unleashing war against the saints throughout the world. But we too must resolve to stand face to face against our enemy and claim the victory we have already have in the Lord. Amen. Each of us is suffering trials and tribulations today. Stand firm. Let's recognize the truth that the victory is already ours and walk in it. Greater is he, friend, that is in us than he that is in the world.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. Touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
Friend, there is no one like Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Would you pray with me. Heavenly Father, I do thank you so much for the assurance that we know that there is no one like you. Father, other religions teach that we have to climb a mountain to get to God, but in Jesus, you have stepped off that mountain and met us where we are through Christ. And Father, I thank you for that. Lord, I pray for the person listening today who's struggling, who needs to hear a word from you today, Lord Jesus. I pray for the person who stumbled upon Great News Radio today, who is listening for the very first time. Father, speak to them. Let them know that you have a wonderful plan for them, Father God. And I pray that you reveal yourself to everyone who's listening today in a way that they would understand, to remind them that you love them and you have an incredible plan for them. Thank you for this time. I ask that you bless the rest of this broadcasting day on Great News Radio. Through Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Friend, I do thank you so much for letting me join you today on this edition of Sunday Worship. You can always catch up with me. I love hearing from you. I really do. Joey at greatnewsradio.org. That's my email address, J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org. Or you can get a hold of me the old-fashioned way. Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Coming up tomorrow, going to be the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
Your mercy flows like a